Allah above, Karpas continued, Samache.
Isa b'svolim. It says in Svolim that Karpas is b'gematria Shas. Umaramzim, the remez is, Shalim ratar yiyya and me'melach, may b'mashur and pas b'melach. Like it says, the way to Kenyan and Torah is pas b'melach toichel. And that's the remez over here with the karpas of the me'melach. The pashtus, the way to be kind of Torah is with the pashtus. But Yishayim is a karpas who shishim porach. I'm not sure what this remez in the Rishonim is. The Rishonim remez 60 times parach. So the avoid the Mitzrayim was avoid this parach. But why 60 times? Any ideas? I don't know. Yeah. So the remez is shish and parach. Rishonim say. Why 60 times parach? I don't know. I have to look it up. But anyway, I'll derek zay yishloim medan shishim asechtes ashas shilamdim b'inu b'giyim amfregas zaguf shishim. Ah, so he's saying a pshat the Rishon. Shishim parech is also, since Karpas was saying ashas, so you can say the other remez is shishim is 60 masechtes ashas. You have to learn them b'giyim. Parech means a breaking. You have to break yourself, break your guf, break your seichel to understand them. That's shishim parech. I'm not sure. By working on the svaros of Torah and clarifying the sugyo, for that, you can be yotze the chiyuv of avodah that we have in Golus. And you won't have to move a kayim that gezeira to actual bricks. Because if you put in that sweat into the Torah, right, there's a gezeira in Golus, like you see in Mitzrayim, you have to work. You have to be an eved. If you put in that sweat and to understand the Torah, you can pat yourself from being an eved with bricks and mortars like they were in Mitzrayim. Ah, very good. Very good. It discusses this idea of carpus, but there's a sugyan, we'll get to it. There's a sugyan in Avi Psochem. If you use the same vegetable for both, and Mekayim already the more carpus, is it a new bari priadoma? Not new bari priadoma. It's a whole sugyan. What? The hadoma, very good. Yeah, the hadoma. And the hadoma patterns the more that you can have later on. So what is the carpus? Patus the marish. The zen has supported in mirias agolus. Since we already said there's a remez that the carpus is marum is to limit a Torah. That's, you could say that's what it means. The carpus patus the mar. That since it says, I guess he's bringing from the Zohar that it says that the mirias of the avdus of golus, you could be yoitz design for your learning. So maybe the carpus patus up the mar. Very good shmack. Okay. Next. Yachatz. Who's ready for Yachatz? He explains the pshat that we put away half the matzah before we say that gado. That we find when Hashem made the bris with Klal Yisrael, the Chesed Yikach Moshe Chatzia Adam, VeYosim BaAgonos VeChatzia Adam Zorik Chomus Beyach. He put half the dam into the kelim and half the dam he was zorik on the mizbeach. Upirish Svarno, the Svarno writes over there, she also says on mizbeach kashliach lekel yisporach levadoy lechrois habris. ובכן קיבל חצי אדם, בחצי אחר נזק הרעם, הנכנוסם אימוי לבריס. נסביר כזה כשליח אב השם, in the bris. And therefore he took half the dam.
Yeah.
meaning I guess the Mizbech took half of the dam, because the Mizbech was a representative of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the other half, he was Zarikan on the Am, who was the other Chelik of the Bris, the Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. V'ayin bo'iv Yisrael, the Abderav, Shemavar Barichas, She'inim Kizit HaBris, Hu Lahoyra, Shekuchabrichu, Knes Yisrael, Chadhu. The idea of a Bris is to show that Klal Yisrael and Hashem are one. V'dam Mayra Alachias, and Dam represents life, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Right, the dam is the nefesh of the person. That's what gives him. That lets him live. All right, so I guess we're putting half the blood on his back and half the blood on Klal Yisrael. It shows that we're really one living being with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kavayoch. Ksiv echad soitzus kol shoyv v'ril v'nei malach Hashem. Right, pasuk says until. Upirish harebi rabber zchus yogan laini. The chatzroitz is in Malashon chatzitzurus. Chatzitzurus. The remez in the word chatzitzurus is chatzitzurus. Va'inin hushab is manchi yisrael him begolis v'rechoykim Hashem isparach nechshav kol echad kachatzitzuru kanal. Meaning, when we're away from Hashem, it's like we're only half. Only half of a tzura, half of a being. We don't have a complete shlemus in what we are, in our makeup. We're chatzitzuru. When we're far from Hashem. Ach, be here call a shofar. But when the call a shofar comes from the pasuk of Uvo Eidim Eretz Ashem, Dochem Eretz Yitzrayim, Mishnach Bad Hashem Bar HaKodesh Bishulayim, Oz Nasa Mechatzi Tzura Tzura Ach HaShlema. And the Chatzi Tzura will become one full Tzura. V'hayna b'chatzoy Tzrois v'kol shofar pirish. Shayidei call a shofar Nasa Mechatzi Tzura Tzura Shlema. Okay? Yeah, the way he's teaching it. The idea is not. the idea is a basic idea. The way he's teaching him the pasuk is a drush. Okay, fine. So in Golis we're not complete. We're like half, and we don't have a full shleim. So we're together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah. I once heard that that's the, also the idea of a zivug, that a person, the Torah says by Adam Rishon, Loi Tov Lo is Adam Levadoi. It's not good for man to be alone. And as a Loi is a connector. So what does Levadoi mean? What does it mean alone? Lonely? Loi Tov Lo is Adam Levadoi. As a Loi is a connector. What does it mean? What's the Pasha Pasha and the Pasuk? It's not good for him to be, he might get bored. So Rashi says Pshat. No, Rashi says Loitu Yosel Levadoi, because if he's Levadoi, it will appear that just like there's one self-sufficient being in Shemayim, there's a self-sufficient being down in Eretz too, and that's called man. It's not good to feel totally self-sufficient. Esel Ezek Kenegdoi, the Hainu, by making an Ezek Kenegdoi, man will realize he's mamish not shalom by himself. And he said, I once heard a verse from Zweig from Florida. He said, that's why Chazal Medama is being with Zabig Zivugim to Kriyas Yamsuf, this week's parsha. Right? Zabig Zivugim means bringing two things together. Kriyas Yamsuf is splitting apart. L'chor, the Dimyan doesn't go exactly. He said, no, that's exactly the pshat. Because in order to be Roy for the proper Zivug, you have to first split yourself in half and realize you're Taka only half. You don't realize that. If you feel the Vada, you feel self-sufficient, then there's no room for needing to be made Sholim. The whole point that Hashem made us this way, that we need to be made shalom, is that we know that we're not shalom by in and of ourselves. So according to what we're learning over here, the Chara, and this is true in other ways also, the whole idea of a zivug is just so that we can learn about what it means to have a relationship with the Bon Shalom also. It's the same thing. You have to realize you're only chatzi. Okay. V'lechein, b'sha'as amiras ha'agodah shal sipu yitzias mitzrayim sh'neskam tzu kol nidochem me'eretz mitzrayim oznas atzura shleima. At this moment we come atzura shleima. This is the time of the yitzias mitzrayim. Right, like it says, zavo oydim me'eretz osher v'nidochem me'eretz mitzrayim. All of Klai Yisrael came out together to have a, make a union with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So me'ela, we're complete. Me'ela, we have a shleimus. V'hayin de mikoydim hu yachatz. So that's why we break the matzah nef before. Chatz yitzura. Ubalaharus has come to teach us. Shaydei Amiras Agoda shall see between Israel. Shushda Chavoya Vohido Nasim Yachat Sura Shlema. The reason we make the Yachats before is to show this Indian that Be'etzem we're not complete. And now we're going to go through the story of that God. And now we're going to go talk about the Nisan and the Flaws Hashem did. And through that, like as we're living that experience, we're going to find our Shlemus. But to remind us that we're not Shalom without that, we break the Yachatz first. Like I was saying before, on the Levadai. If the first realize you're not Shalom, in order to appreciate what Shlemus is. So you make the Yachatz first. The Haina was showing we're not really half without the Ribbono Shel Olam. And now we're about to embark on the story of how we became Shalom. And then we go into Maggid. Ooh, unbelievable. No? Unbelievable idea. Okay. Stop here for now.
Good job.